May I have your attention, please? We'd like to have all of the group community coordinators come to the front of the stage as quickly as possible so we can organize the start of the strategy program. Thank you. Once again, if all of the group coordinators can come to the front of the stage, we'd like to begin our program as quickly as possible. Thank you.
I need to.
Yeah, it's on there.
And what should I do?
What advanced?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you all get settled, we'll go into our 5-year strategy. Very interesting and involved program. So please take your seats. It's working, Denise. Denise, the graphics are working.
All right, can I have everyone's attention, please? Welcome to the strategic planning session. We're a little bit behind schedule, so we're going to dive right in. May I have the next slide, please? I'm Denise Michelle Eikens, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives. And in the true spirit of ICANN's multi-stakeholder bottom-up model, we're going to take a new approach to engaging a cross-community group in, a very large cross-community group in our strategic planning efforts. I'm going to take just a couple minutes to give you some context and schedule, and then we're going to dive right in. All of you will be breaking up into cross-community brainstorming groups addressing 8 key topics that we've asked for input on for our strategic planning process. And we have your community leaders here at the front of the stage who will help facilitate each breakout group discussion. So we started our strategic planning conversation in April with an online website that asked for the public and community's input on the key challenges that ICANN would be facing over the next 5 to 10 years. We took that conversation and additional brainstorming sessions that occurred in April and May throughout the community, and the board considered that, and it helped them create a framework to start a more focused community discussion on what ICANN's high-level vision and 5-year strategic plan should be. We've created a web portal that was launched last month.
Could I have your attention, please? We have a very important activity that's going to be going on here. Denise wants to get this thing happening. So if you want to have a coffee clutch, please go somewhere else. There is important work that must be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. All right. So we have a web portal that is seeking online comments now through September. In October, we'll be taking all the input we get from you, all the input we get online, and we'll be creating a proposed vision and strategic plan for your comments. So you'll have October and November to consider the specific proposed strategic plan and offer input on it. We'll be finalizing that plan, giving it to the board for consideration at the end of the year, and then this strategic plan will serve as the foundation for our new operating plan and budget. So here are the 8 key topic areas. These are also found online. Role clarity for ICANN, the ICANN community, users, internationalization and regional development, internet governance, security and stability, operational excellence, domain name industry engagement. Now, we've included on the website and we'll be providing to the breakout groups the key questions that we're asking to help seed the conversation in these areas. And keep in mind that these are ideas and questions that have been generated by the community over the last few months. And they're intended to help seed and encourage further conversation. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dave King, who, along with his colleagues from Explain, will be helping to facilitate this breakout brainstorming session today. Explain has been working with ICANN for several months, has been leading initiatives to illustrate the ICANN ecosystem. They've helped develop illustrations for our security and stability team, and we're very fortunate to have them here in Durban with us. So I'll turn this over to Dave.
Denise is skipping through these. The good news is you'll have them in your hands shortly. You'll have the printouts of those exact sheets practically. So I'm going to very briefly describe the workshop that we're going to do. I've got two colleagues with me from my company. This is Patrick with his hand raised, and Rule is next to him. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what we're going to do. I'm going to slow down for the instructions so that we can go fast in the workshop. I know we're short on time, but I want to make sure once we turn this loose and let you form groups, we will let the horses out of the gates, and there'll be no stopping it at that point. So the goal for the next, on my sheet it says 70 to 75 minutes. We don't have that much time anymore. We have about an hour. Is to engage everyone in the room in conversation and to generate discussion about the topics that we briefly went through, but you'll have sheets on in a moment. I want to tell you about the format that we've designed to achieve this. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask all of you to get up out of your chairs and to form groups of about 16 to 20 people. And here's how we're going to do that. Also working with us are about 30 volunteers from the community, a couple members of the board and staff. They are spread out around the room. And if I could ask each of them to please hold up your yellow sheets, hold up your packets. And if you look around, they're all around the room. They'll spread out more from over here. This is how you'll identify them and know where to go to work with them. They'll hold up their yellow sheets, and when they've got a full-size group, they'll take their sheets down and then work with their group to do that. So to help orient you a little bit, I'm going to give you just a brief high-level overview of what you're going to do when you reach your group. They'll give you these instructions in more detail again, but I just want to give you a sense of what you'll do. The first thing you'll do is introductions. Hopefully you'll be working with people you don't work with all the time. Please spread out and go to different groups. If you're here with a group of colleagues, maybe go to different groups so we can get a diverse conversation going. Once you're in your groups, you will form four subgroups. And this is represented here on the screen with A, B, C, and D in the middle row. Each of those subgroups will receive a packet. Each packet has two topics, two of the eight topics. Four groups, two topics, covering all eight topics. On the left is an example of the sheet that you get. This is what group A will receive, the two topics, top and bottom. And the blue sheet is to provide feedback. You'll also be given pens. So what you'll be doing in the subgroup breakouts is picking one of those two topics, focusing on it for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, having a conversation about that, and writing down your feedback thoughts on the corresponding blue sheet. Then the facilitators will bring you back together as a larger group, not this large group, but the subgroups will come back together, and you'll share what you wrote down and have a larger group discussion so that everybody will get to communicate and share what was written down and discussed. Now, I want to make just a brief something clear. Nobody imagines this hour is nearly enough time to cover these complex topics and questions. But again, our goal is to engage the community in conversation and to generate discussion and dialogue. So we're going to do that. There is going to be one group in French. Sebastian Bachelet, a board member, is going to have an all-French group. He'll be here if you want to speak only in French. Thank you, Sebastian, for doing that. Some very quick housekeeping, and then we'll get started. For remote participants, we're going to mute the room. If you're listening at home or at work, not here in the room, it's just going to be a loud cocktail party kind of sound. So we're going to mute that. Translation services will also stop because we'll be in groups. Nobody will be talking. I'll stop talking here shortly. If you have a hard time participating either in the room or remotely, please use the website portal. You can link to it from the ICANN.org homepage. There's a banner on the homepage on the left that is one click away. You can go in and see all of these topics and provide feedback there. Am I missing anything? Okay, we are ready to go. I will keep pace on things. Some of these times will be adjusted because we have a different starting time than we have. You don't have to stay in the room, facilitators. So what I'm going to ask now is, facilitators, please raise your sheets and spread out. And I'm going to ask all of you to please form groups of 16 to 20 and provide your good feedback. You make this work. So please engage. This is meant to be fun and a slightly different way of working. Please engage.
May I say one thing?
Yes.
Pour ceux qui veulent parler en...
For those who want to speak in French, you're welcome to join me. I can take more than 20 people. So if you want to do it in French, come see me. I am Sébastien Bachelet.